Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just a couple guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got Ray back this week.
Yeah, he had a family emergency last week. He couldn't make
That's
it.
That's one way to put it.
We didn't say why he was gone last week, I don't think. We were pretty
No.
You want to know, Ray, why you were gone?
I'm sorry, say what? Oh, no, just had been being delivered last Saturday, cool. In the afternoon, and so I had to spend time with my wife and stuff, yeah. And and after that, the entire week was just getting
situated,
getting adjusted to the baby sleep habits. You know,
there is no sleep pattern for a baby.
None, whenever they want to. So you have to adjust it to you, you know. We're still struggling to it, so she can sleep at night, you know. But there's a lot to it, you know, like feeding patterns. And right now, her poop, you know, is like, because it's so acidic from the breast milk, is harsh, getting like a butt rash and stuff like that. So we're going through that right now. So yes, yeah, interesting time, you know.
Well, Nick did try to fill your shoes last week. So,
huh?
Nick did try to fill your shoes last week.
I haven't got to that part then. I guess I have to listen to it after.
Yeah, he came out of like a half hour late or so, you know. But he said he enjoyed it. And he will participate again in the future. He said he was busy doing something else tonight. So,
yeah. Okay.
You know, he's only 24, so he thinks he still has a life.
Yeah, that would be go real quick.
what topic do you want to start with?
Well, I don't know. There's enough to get pissed off about.
I want to know about the Pelosi house.
Okay.
All right, let's go right into that. What they they covered her house in like fake blood. They put a severed pig's head, and what else?
Was this the Proud Boys or something?
No, far left wing folks. Where the
far
hell
left?
Yeah, they were demanding universal basic and rent.
Okay.
Yeah, they targeted her home. And, I mean, it was severed pig's head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pig head. Jesus. Jeez Louise, if someone put a severed animal's head on my property like that. My dog brought home a deer head once, actually, from a neighbor and hunter. I called the cops. I thought someone put an animal head on my front porch, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Holy crap. But, I mean, that's just crazy. She's pretty far left herself now, though.
Yeah.
But we called this months ago.
Oh, yeah.
How the Democrats are going to turn their backs on everyone that got Biden elected as soon as they get him elected. And these folks didn't realize it. This is just the people that she promised things to that she's not going to deliver to.
Oh, yeah. Know? Well, it says they also wrote on there, cancel rent. We want everything. And UBI, which is universal basic income.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we ever get to a universal basic income, this country's done.
We can't. To do something like that, you'd have to have slave labor. Before we get to a point where we can do UBI, we'll be able to have unlimited everything. We'll be able to figure out how to do Star Trek replicators and like pull atoms out of the air and make a steak before we figure out how to do a UBI.
Yeah.
Because as soon as it turns into, I don't have to work and I'm going to get paid anyway.
Nobody's
no one's going to work.
Yeah.
No one will.
Yeah.
And then the handful of wealthy dudes are like, well, I'll still make some money, like Jeff Bezos. At that point, he's supporting the entire country by himself, yeah, with, you know, Tusk.
But unless they change the way that the rich people are taxed, there's going to be no money coming in because the rich people don't get W-2 income like, you know, the average Joe does. Their That's money comes in differently. It comes in as bonuses. It comes in as stock in the company.
On capital gains and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they're more into the investment side of the house than actual personal income.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's an argument they keep saying, too, is like tax the wealthy. Like Jeff Bezos has got $150 billion. No, he doesn't. He's worth $150 billion.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a Scrooge McDuck money bin he's swimming around in, you know?
He would have to sell some stock and some bonds and move some money around to get that kind of money. Yeah, then he wouldn't have it anymore, you know?
And then as soon as he does sell some of that, whole bunch of that stock, that's going to plummet the price of it.
Yeah.
Which means he has to sell more stock, but now he's getting taxed at a different rate because he's got a different net value. It's just,
yeah,
jeez Louise. But yeah, I mean, Bezos isn't making his money through a paycheck like you and I, or like me anyway. So when you say tax people that make over this much money, well, Bezos might get paid $1 million a year. Maybe let's even say $50 million a year. That's nothing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That was the argument I made a while ago, that if you actually want to tax the wealthy, you need to tax what they purchase, not what they're selling.
Yeah, you did a YouTube video about it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the Pelosi thing. You think they're ever going to find out what happened?
No. They're probably not even looking.
You think it actually happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was in the regular news, too. It wasn't just on Epoch Times.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, like, you think it wasn't a hoax?
No, I think there's crazy people out there on the left that do want UBI. You know, they want the universal income. They don't want to pay rent or anything like that. So,
speaking of, how many people are going to lose their homes once this eviction moratorium is lifted?
A lot. I mean, because most of the mortgage companies, all they're doing, when I asked for a credit, they gave me a 3-month forbearance. So basically March 1st, I've got like a $3,000 payment I got to make.
Ouch.
So they're not charging me late fees or anything like that, but in order to not pay a $3,000 payment in March, I got to start figuring out how to make some payments now, you know? So
that's exactly where I was going with that is, you know, mortgage companies and especially people that are renting.
Yeah. Yeah, because the people that own, especially if they're renting from an apartment complex, that's different. But if they're renting a single family home from somebody, that person's still making the mortgage payment on the house that they're renting out to people.
That's exactly it. Now, let's just say I got a story about some guy in the Navy, right? Or was in the Navy. And every time he went to a new base, he'd buy a house and he would pay it off or as much as he could when he was there.
Yep.
And then he'd move to another state. His next port, and he would buy another house, but the other one he hired a company to maintenance the property for him. So essentially his residents that are living there now pay his mortgage and the company that's maintaining the property. He has nothing to do with it, but he's got 5 or 6 pieces of property in his net value.
Yeah.
That he can borrow against and, you know, yada, yada, yada. When all of a sudden you're not allowed to evict any of these people, they all stop paying you. And now you owe 5 mortgages. And you're going, oops.
Right.
What, I'm just supposed to go, or Bob's supposed to go bankrupt. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Because you can't even let them get new leases, renters in to make the payments.
Right.
So as soon as they're saying he's allowed to evict them, they're all gone. Every single one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's probably going to lose his properties because they're going to get foreclosed on.
Yep.
And then some rich company is going to come in and buy them all on pennies on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar, yeah.
And gentrification. Isn't that the whole issue with gentrification?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly that.
You buy the shitty places in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. You buy a whole bunch of them. You kick everyone out. You fix it up real nice, and you sell it to rich people.
Yep.
Especially in port towns. No. And you try to make these points to people when they bring up, no, you just give away money. It's like, oh my God.
There is no money to give away.
We haven't had money since 1970 when Nixon did away with the gold standard anyway. Yeah. But we owe so much money right now. It's not our currency anyway. It's not even funny.
But I was listening to one of the guest hosts on the Rush Limbaugh show this week who said that there's been very few modern day countries that have paid off their national debt. New Zealand did it.
Why even bother at this point?
I don't know, but New Zealand paid it off. So now they're living within their means as a country. So, but they're a lot smaller country than we are too. So,
well, if we weren't giving so much money, not just even if it's just $1 trillion a year, that's a lot of money to give away, but we blow so much money on crap that's just absolutely worthless.
I think we talked about this a little bit last week, you know, some of the stuff that was in the omnibus spending bill to fund the government through the next year, you know, the $20 million to Pakistan for gender studies, you know.
Why is that our problem?
It's not. I mean, and everybody was making it seem like it was actually part of the coronavirus portion of the bill, but it wasn't.
No, it was just slapped into the same paperwork.
Yeah, because Congress was trying to make it easy on themselves by, you know, hey, let's create a $5,000 page document that nobody will take the time to read before it gets voted on.
Couldn't.
And there's no way possible for that to happen.
But not even necessarily foreign spending, like even domestic spending. We blow money on some really stupid stuff here.
Oh yeah.
You ever see the video of the program we used to have? We used to fund these guys, I think it was at Harvard, that would run shrimp on a treadmill underwater and take measurements. And we were paying for that out of the taxpayers' tills.
Okay.
Why do we need to know how fast a shrimp can run on a treadmill?
I don't know. Are we putting underwater treadmills in for the shrimp to stay fit?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to use them as little generators and, you know what I mean, have free electricity. Oh, man. Well, all right. Let's back to a topic, I guess. Anything else you want to talk about? Well, Tulsi Gabbard's been in the news a lot. Have you seen any of her videos?
I haven't seen any of her videos, no.
She's done a couple. I would address them, but in general, it's about COVID. And she's been reasonable about lockdown. She's like, this is getting kind of out of control. And it's like, I understand you're trying to help people, but, you know, we're not all in the same boat. You know, it's like, this guy's in a yacht. That guy's got a, you know, a life ring.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm surprised she still calls herself a Democrat, and I'm surprised people still call her a Democrat.
Well, what would she be called? An independent like Bernie Sanders?
Maybe even libertarian. She seems to be very liberty-driven. Do what you want to do. Just don't
hurt that title.
Well, no, that's a death sentence to any politician. But I was mentioning before, I wanted Trump to – I think Trump could form a new party. I want to see him split off from the Republicans and take Tulsi Gabbard with him and run as running mates. I would vote for that team.
Right.
Even crazier, I would then vote for it the next year when they ran with Tulsi as president and Trump as VP. I don't know. I got a feeling that they at least respect each other enough to listen to each other versus just calling each other idiots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you did see the article I put in there that Trump is the front runner for 2024.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been hearing that a lot. You think he's going to run in 4 years?
I do. I really do. I think he's got in his blood now, and I don't think he can resist.
See, now that's exactly kind of where I was going. I shouldn't say exactly kind of. That's where I was going with the I want him to form his own party. He's already the front runner for 4 years from now for the Republican Party. Yeah. Screw him. Form a new party. Just call it the Reform Party if you want.
And that's why I laugh when everybody's like, oh, well, everything's going to go back to normal, you know, and some of it will, but the people that voted for Trump, if he runs again, they're going to vote for him again in a heart.
No matter what lettuce behind his name, I think.
Probably at this point. Yeah. Cause everybody's so fed up the Republican Party.
Well, that, I mean, even if he ran libertarian, at least he's well known enough versus, I mean, who is Joe Jorgensen, you know, you know, who's Bill Weld? No, these people ran for president.
I know.
I know, that's what I mean.
I'm enough of a political junkie that I should know their name.
Yeah, I know. Oh, even worse, I could tell you Bill Weld's running mate, Gary Johnson, who went back to a Republican Party, didn't he? Or was that Weld? One of them went back to being a Republican.
I think Weld did.
All right. If, I mean, the Libertarians can't do anything because kind of by the definition of their party, they shouldn't be in of anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, we don't want to be involved in the government. That's the point.
So I found the actual poll numbers for this. Mm-hmm. And all voters, 37% of all voters want him to run. 79% of Trump voters want him to run.
Really? It's 21% of Trump voters that said,
Yep. Uh-huh.
I can see a lot of libertarians who voted Trump being kind of pissed off in general.
Republicans are 71%. Independents are 27%. Democrats are 10%. I'm surprised that number for Democrats is even that high.
I had heard somewhere, I can't remember where it was, but it was something like 20% of people that voted Democrat think that there was something shady about the election.
Oh, I do too. And I think eventually something's going to come out, but I mean,
it won't matter. It'll be too late. It won't matter. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh, whatever. I mean, so many.
I kind of hope it does come out that way. We can actually put some reforms into place in the election system that hopefully will stop this thing from happening again.
Well, see, I think I'm going to run for Congress and I'm going to play the shady games that they play, but I'm going to do it to set shit right. When they pass a 5,000 page bill through last minute, I'm going to put in stuff like term limits for congressmen and senators. I'm going to put things in about getting paid a reasonable wage, not $250,000 to be a congressman.
Right.
And have them just rush it through and sign it and go, whoops.
That'd be awesome.
Why the hell not? You'd be a hero to the people and you know it.
Yep. And that's kind of what people expect from Rand Paul, you know. Cruz, you know, they expect kind of things from
Ted Cruz. I could see trying something like that. I think Rand Paul is too honest to try to sneak something like that into a bill.
Okay.
Not to mention how many terms has Paul been in office?
Quite a while.
I mean, at least three, right? Mm-hmm. Was he a senator or a congressman?
He's a senator.
Okay. So that's every 6 years, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that might just be two terms.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I say it's every other week or so, but I want to see more turnover in the Congress. And I want the people that are passing these bills to have to go back and live in society and live under the rules that they made. You know, we can't have this elite class above us. You know, we don't need leaders. We need representatives, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I know where I'm going, buddy. You're not going the same way as me, you know? Oh, my God. Oh, did you see this crap about Trump? Almost 11 years in a row, Obama was the most admired man?
Yeah.
According to the Gallup polls and Trump. Well, there you go. Trump bumped Obama's most admired man in the United States.
That's crazy.
And still doesn't win the election.
Yeah. Joe Biden's like fourth or fifth on the list.
Yeah. Yeah, Michelle Obama was still the most admired woman, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand why we always make such a big deal about the first lady. I don't get it. We always do.
Well,
yeah.
We still will be the first man, so.
Well, that's fine. I don't care about that either, but I don't understand why we make such a big deal about the president's spouse. It's like, don't get me wrong, they do worthy causes because they have all this time and resources to do it and, you know, public attention. But Melania Trump, I mean, more or less, she was keeping herself busy, just like Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton and Barbara Bush. You know what I mean? They had little causes they stuck with, but we make a big deal out of these spouses. Like they were elected. No, they just happened to be married to the president. You know what I mean?
I'm reading this article now, and the headline's a little misleading. They're dividing it up by Republicans and Democrats. So
what's that?
Nearly half of Republicans named Trump.
Ah.
And it was 32% of Democrats named Obama as it's still the same, but
yeah,
it's a headline to get you to click on to read through the article a little bit.
Well, see, that's the problem. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed a lot of people don't read articles anymore. They read headlines,
right. Yeah,
and they think they got the story.
Yeah, because it says here 13% voted for President-elect Joe Biden, and then Dr. Fauci got 5% of the Democrats and 1% of Republicans.
Last week, did we talk about Fauci lying, admitting he lied to us a second time?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I'm going to have to bring that up later. Sorry. Well, you remember when he did the when he lied to us about we don't need to wear masks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then he came out and told us that he did that.
Masker at the beginning of the whole thing. He's like, it doesn't do any good.
Yep. And then he came out.
There's actual studies coming out saying if you're asymptomatic, masks don't do any good.
Actually, I read, what do they call that there? When you take a whole bunch of studies and you study them all together?
I don't know.
There's a word for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, they took 54 different studies from around the world, and one of them had a 10 million person sample from China. And they collected all this data and crunched it all again. And they said that if you're asymptomatic, there's next to zero difference between
wearing a mask
to spreading disease. You will not spread it if you have it and you're asymptomatic.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's kind of crazy though.
Uh-huh.
Well, usually you're most contagious right before you get symptoms, right?
Right. Yeah.
That surprised me, but yeah. And like these masks here, these spandex things.
Yeah.
They've already said that this is actually worse than nothing. The moisture particles sit in it, and then when you breathe, you blow them out with like explosive force. It's like, but people feel better.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. And the mask Nazis don't fuck with you when you got that on too, you know. So
yeah, and that's what drives me the most nuts, dude. It's like I'm complying with all these stupid rules, not because I want to, but it's just not worth the fight right now.
Right.
But the people that are making such a big deal out of it aren't doing it themselves.
Like Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah, in New York City.
People to stay home. And New Year's Eve, he was in New York's Times Square.
Dancing with his wife.
How do they keep getting away with this? Who was the guy that was in Mexico telling everyone else?
Mayor Adler of Austin, Texas. The mayor of Austin, Texas.
Mayor, not governor. Okay.
Yeah, he's a mayor, and comes from a rich family. They've got their own private jet. They have their own timeshare. He went to it in Mexico. He doesn't even have an actual house that he lives in. He lives in a hotel in Austin, Texas.
Damn.
That tells you how much money you got. If you're living in a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, even a cheap hotel gets, you know, I mean, it adds up in a hurry.
Yeah. I guarantee he's not staying in a cheap motel either.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you he's not cooking dinner every night for himself either. You know what I mean?
No, no.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It makes you wonder how people can still support the people. If someone's going to tell you that you're going to die if you don't do this, and then they don't do it, how can we believe them at all anymore?
Yeah, but the problem is people still do.
Look at the Republicans right now. How many of them said that why even bother voting in the Georgia runoff?
Oh, a ton. That's what's scaring a lot of people.
Yeah, like, why even bother? It obviously means nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literal video of people changing votes and boxes being pulled up from under tables, and we're just like, nope, not real.
And not one single court has even looked at the evidence of these things put before them. You know, they just keep dismissing it outright, you know.
Well, like Ray was saying,
not the time to even look at the affidavits that have been turned in or anything like that.
Like Ray said a couple weeks ago, is if the Supreme Court took that case, they'd be. Even the justices allegedly were saying that there'll be violence in the streets if they even took the case, because no matter what they picked, decided it'd be wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is he asleep?
No. I'm looking down, sorry. I listened to you.
I know. I'm just giving you out of time, man. I know I put Google at the day of recording because it's several a day.
Okay.
But have you seen these people snapping because of these lockdowns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's new videos every single day.
What?
And all over YouTube, on Bing, Google, everywhere, of people just going nuts.
Yeah, people are just fed up with it. I mean, there's no end in sight.
You know, well, not just people like taking their mask off and flipping out, but it's actually people like getting into fist fights over this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Dude, that just makes me laugh my ass off. You tell me that not having this thing over my nose, that you're gonna die if I'm near you. But then you're gonna come over there and physically touch me, get my sweat on you, my blood on you, my spit on you.
That's more dangerous than not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I was like, really, if you're that worried about me actually killing you, you go as far away from me as you could. By getting into a fist fight with me, you're either A, don't believe it, or B, are so stupid that nature has selected you to die. You know?
Yeah. My personal favorite is still when you see one person in their car with their mask on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the videos of people swimming in the ocean alone with a mask on?
Yeah, I saw that.
What are you doing?
Okay. The mask thing and the car. I can see two people are there.
Two people in the car.
Like you by yourself in the car. Like
if you're in a taxi or in an Uber, Lyft, something like that, definitely, you know. But
yeah.
If you're driving your own car, you know.
By yourself.
You're not protecting anybody.
I won't wear a mask unless the person who owns the property tells me to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I go to the convenience store and doesn't say wear a mask, I won't wear a mask.
I'm the same way because because I deliver bread in a bunch of different stores and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my rule of thumb is if the employees aren't wearing it, I'm not wearing it. If they don't believe it enough to wear it, then I'm not going to wear it.
Well, the problem is Massachusetts is one of the four most lockdown states in the country right now.
More than California?
Not more than one of the top four. California is right behind New York, right?
Yeah.
In New Jersey. But yeah, no, like I can't go buy a six pack of beer after 9:30 PM.
Yeah, we can't buy beer after, well, you can buy it in the convenience stores, but nope. You can't get it in the bar after 10. And I actually just learned that they're calling last call in the actual bar like 9:30. And at 10 o'clock, even though you can stay there and eat past 10, they come around and take the alcohol off the table right at 10 o'clock.
They don't want to lose their license.
Buy it in advance and have it on the table after 10 o'clock.
Well, it's the same thing as last call. They'd call last call at like 1:30. And then at 2 a.m., drinks out. Can't have a drink in your hand anymore, right?
No, you're leaving the bar at that time, too. The bar's closed.
True, but if that's the time, the last time you're allowed to. You know what I mean? It's the same difference.
Yeah. But why does 10 o'clock become the magical hour, you know?
Well, I understand the idea behind the bar because you hang out with your buddies, you get loud, yada, yada, yada. You know, you get touchy when you've been drinking. I get that kind of. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand the argument.
Uh-huh.
But how is telling me I can't go? I can go to my local mobile and I can get a cup of coffee from the Dunkin' Donuts in that mobile, but I cannot also buy a six pack of beer.
Nope.
At 9:31 PM, because apparently that's going to spread COVID. And just it's crap like that, dude. It's just everywhere I go around here. It's gotta be
hurting all the convenience stores too, and sales and stuff like that, you know. Because you remember when you were younger, you know, you realized you needed more beer as it was coming closing time for cutoffs for sales. Everybody rushed into 7-Eleven at 11:58 to try another case of beer, you know. Are they doing that at 9:30 now?
Probably, I don't know. I do know that I remember making sure I bought booze on Saturday because you couldn't buy it on Sunday.
Are you driving? And you got to drive to New Hampshire to get it.
We would drive to New Hampshire if we get booze in time. Like, damn it!
I knew that.
Yeah, we'd drive up to New Hampshire, then you'd come back, and the cops, the state police, like, "You guys going to buy beer?" I'm like, "Yep."
He goes, "Okay."
You know that smuggling? I was like, "Nope, it is under the limit."
And when I lived in Northern Virginia, like in Virginia, you can't buy beer after midnight, but in Maryland, you could buy it until like 1 a.m.
So you just drive 8 minutes across the border.
I drove to Maryland ship base to get more beer.
Jeez Louise. But yeah, I mean, people are going nuts over this, and they're confronting people, and they're starting fights, and they're flipping out, and then you're also seeing people ripping their mask off going, I've had enough of this. You all know it's crazy. You're all acting crazy. Have you seen that one? The girl was at CVS or something in the green shirt. She loses her mind. She's like, I've had enough of it. It's like, I'm done. I've had enough. If any of you believed this, you wouldn't be standing 3 feet from me. You wouldn't have bumped into me walking past me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Well, like I say every time, but when you're checking out produce before you buy vegetables and fruit, you touch it, you roll it around your hands, and you put it back. You know?
It's like, I don't know if either one of you guys watched any of the TV coverage from Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Not a second of it. I had the worst hangover on the first. I don't know. I was still drinking at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. they had little like cordoned off areas for the, and they put first responders and their guests into these areas. It was highly sponsored by Planet Hollywood. There was skirting around each one that said Planet Hollywood. They all had cool tall hats that said Planet Hollywood on it. They went all out with their sponsorship of the Times Square celebrations. And there would be reporters that would be nowhere near anybody, and they're wearing a mask.
No Kathy Griffin, though, right?
No, she's not allowed anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cooper did do shots on TV on CNN on New Year's Eve. Apparently,
wasn't that a couple years ago?
No, he did it this year too.
All right. Yeah, Griffin reposted that picture a little while ago after the election. Yeah. What's this national defense override you got over here?
Well, the Senate and the House overrode the veto.
Okay, what was he vetoing?
He was vetoing the fact that he asked for Section 230 to be revised as part of it. He also didn't like the fact that there was a clause in there that all the bases that have Confederate names need to be renamed after a certain period of time. And they're taking away the right of the president to bring troops home whenever he wants to. Now in the new bill...
Wouldn't that be the commander in chief?
The new president, whoever it is, has to go to Congress to get permission to pull troops out.
No, that's like literally the one thing the president has the authority to do is control the military, right?
Well, that was one of the reasons why he vetoed the National Defense Act.
See, this is the issue, is we keep, for whatever reason, we think we can just change the way the government works without doing it the proper way. The president's really only supposed to be able to control the military. The federal government's not supposed to taxes from the individual. The federal government's not half the shit the president's doing.
Yeah.
And they are supposed to, the federal government is only here for common defense. And now you're gonna take that away from the Sorry, it's just it's infuriating.
Like they don't like the fact that, you know, Trump's pulling all the people out of Germany. He's pulling all the people out of, you know, other places.
So they want an occupying force.
Yeah.
Or are they trying to make a world military?
Well, I thought that's kind of what the idea behind NATO was supposed to be, or the UN peacekeeping force.
Well, I thought the UN was supposed to be, we got together and discussed this stuff versus we all had one military together. I mean, it almost seems like Axis and Allies again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the UN, when they set a peacekeeping force in, they're going in to rape and pillage. That's what they're famous for.
Well, that's why I love hearing China and Algeria and Russia right now on the Human Rights Council of the United Nations telling the rest of the world what's a violation of human rights.
Do they even know?
Saw this shit. I was like, holy crap. And speaking of, I want to bring this up because we didn't put anything on the list. Did you hear about the Girl Scouts today?
Oh, they're still in the Boy Scouts.
No, not just that. It turns out their Girl Scout cook is being made by child slave labor in Malaysia.
I didn't know that. That's what makes them taste so good.
They used to taste so good. They made them gluten-free and they ruined them. Sorry, I just had to bring that up. I was peed my pants when I read that. I was like, oh, that is awesome. Because they're suing the Boy Scouts. And oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still in the Boy Scouts because the Boy Scouts are letting Girl Scouts in now. They're blowing into the scouting.
Yeah, we actually talked about this last week because we found that interesting how these girls got their own Girl Scout, a Boy Scout unit, and it's only girls allowed.
Yeah. It's like, talked about that?
Huh?
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, they did. There's an all-girl unit in the girls and the Boy Scouts. Okay. And they said no boys allowed. And the Boy Scouts were like, you sued us for not letting girls in.
Yeah.
And,
Well, I understand why the Boy Scouts are doing it. One, their numbers are way down now that the Mormon Church has yanked all the Boy Scouts, all their members out of the Boy Scouts. That because people don't realize how many Mormons were in Boy Scouts because the Mormons got a partnership with the Boy Scouts because of the religious beliefs and the religious tie. But as the Boy Scouts have moved further and further to the left, allowing homosexuals in and allowing homosexual scout managers and stuff like that, the Mormon Church said they had to start their own organization. They couldn't support it anymore.
That's new to me, but I'm glad the way you managed to word that without sounding like a homophobe yourself. Because realistically, I don't care if there's gay Boy Scouts, but I understand why a church group might.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Mormons confuse the crap out of me anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're confusing religion slash cult to begin with.
So. I think I'd rather be affiliated with the Catholic Church and their reputation. At least I don't have magic underpants.
Well, you know, and there's a big difference. And people don't realize there's a big difference between Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts is all about camping and doing stuff
survival,
like
wars
and stuff like that. The Girl Scouts don't go camping unless it's like to a camp in the summertime, you know.
We'll just compare the merit badges.
Exactly.
I mean, like, ooh, that was a good one. That was loud. yeah, but the Boy Scouts merit badge, you got stuff like starting a fire and building a lean-to. And you got like,
yeah,
not picking on the Girl Scouts, but like knitting and sewing. Just right, completely exactly. Different organization with different, you know. Uh-huh. But I mean, realistically, we knew sooner or later the Boy Scouts was going to let girls in. We knew this.
Yeah, well,
sooner or later.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I did not know that.
She's not practicing anymore. Her family is, though.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
It's confusing. It really is.
That dude, that Republican from Massachusetts is a Mormon.
Yeah.
Romney.
Yeah, reliable Romney.
Actually, who was the one that made the joke about the magic underpants with Romney?
There's a South Park.
Oh, it might have been. It might have been. I could have sworn it was like Trump or someone.
It sounds like something South Park would do.
I think South Park gave up. You can't even make jokes anymore about anything because it comes true within 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh man. That episode was hilarious, though. The dum 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 dum. Hey, you got national bombing here again.
Yeah, because we've got more stuff coming out about it now.
Oh, what came out?
The guy's girlfriend is talking through a lawyer now, saying she warned the police department 2 years ago that the guy was a crazy nut job. Apparently, he deeded his house to his ex-wife in California.
That's weird.
Before, and he was telling a lot of his friends that on Christmas it would be different this year, and that nobody would forget his name after Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was a loud suicide.
Yeah, but there's also conflicting reports about whether the RV blew up. You know, because there's no like crater where the RV was. The conspiracy theories are flying full force.
Well, it's not that hard to shape a charge.
And he also was a big anti-5G person. So they think that might be part of his platform. And where's his manifesto? Because when somebody typically does this, they've got like something written down, you know, with their beliefs in it, you know.
Well, I saw
why they're doing what they're doing kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, I saw the conspiracy theory that he was trying to take out the AT&T building because of 5G or whatever, and I don't believe that. Just like believe that it was because Dominion used to own the building.
He found the weak link of the infrastructure. That's for sure. Mm. They shut down internet in 5 states for days.
So
911 systems went down in 5 states for days.
Yeah. Even worse. But I don't know, man. If I think he was just trying to make a, as much as I hate to say this, I think he was just trying to make a point at how easy it is to be destructive if you want to.
Yeah.
And he decided to do so because he even warned people to get away. He didn't want to hurt people.
No,
yeah. I think he was doing a demonstration. He was going to kill himself anyway. He's making a point.
Day when there was absolutely nobody in downtown Nashville. Yeah.
When no one's going to be there, and you set off warning alarms.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, that man was truly disturbed, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. They come in with all these conspiracy theories. I think the man just hated his life. And he got to the point where he's just at the end of his rope, especially with being the shutdown and everything else, just like the killdozer guy.
Yeah.
And I think he decided he was going to do it, and he was going to make it as loud as possible so as many people saw it as possible. But exactly what you said, he should have left something behind to say what he wanted us to understand from this.
If he really wants to get his message out clearly, there should have been something in writing someplace.
Unless it was just to cause more fear and let you know that it's that easy to do this. But again, I would have left a note saying, look how easy it is to make a ridiculous bomb. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yep.
But yeah, I also read something about how they say now he was talking about bombs for a couple of years and, you know, he was thinking around this and that. I will never admit to making an explosive device for fun because that's a crime. But I mean, more than once, I've talked about making bombs and not like, oh, let's go make a bomb.
Right.
But like just sitting here with this flag behind me makes me look like I'm going to build a bomb. Doesn't it? So, yeah, I mean, you see this, then you see me talking about explosives and how easy it is to make a bomb with the chemicals under your sink.
That's what I thought.
You know, and then something crazy does happen. People are going to be like, oh, he was going to do it anyway. He's been talking about it for years. Like, no, I'm just saying that it's terrifying how easy it is to make a bomb. And now you're taking my gun away from me so I can't shoot the bomb maker. You know? Look at the Boston bombing kids, the Sarnoff brothers. Was it Swiss Cheese and Speed Bump? They use pressure cookers and ball bearings and gunpowder, you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way, you know? People can make, you can make a bomb on almost anything.
Yeah, all you have to do is pay attention to chemistry class. Shit, you can Google this stuff. I mean, granted, if you're going to be that stupid to Google how to build a bomb, you better hurry up and build it and blow it up on yourself because you're going to go to prison.
The FBI but I mean, like, is on their way.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be on your door as soon as you hit search. But it is that easy to find this information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So there's been some reports coming out that shows that in Georgia, they're thinking like up to 17,000 votes were switched from Trump to Biden, according to the way the data is being read.
Is that the intentional error in the programming? So someone had to manually change enter the vote?
I think
that, or is this something else?
I think this is the one where, you know, they did it on purpose.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. I was thinking of, they were talking about before how there was a program that was written into these things that was intentionally like causing an error. So someone had to manually put the vote in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about it just got like released this morning, right? Or yesterday?
Yeah.
And the guy's swearing this. Problem is, everyone keeps saying there's all this evidence. And don't get me wrong, I've seen stuff that makes me at least say, let's have an investigation.
But we need real evidence. We need it yesterday. We need hard proof. I mean, we can talk about this until we're blue in the face, but if nobody's going to come out and show indisputable evidence, then it's just a conspiracy theory.
The problem is, where's anyone going to get evidence without an investigation?
What is a disputable evidence? Like, what would determine that? Video doesn't prove it. People, testimony doesn't prove it. So what it is?
What's the thing is they keep saying there's no overwhelming evidence or there's no evidence. I'm like, first of all, a signed affidavit is evidence.
Yeah.
So what do you take? Like, that's what I don't get. Like, people saying this, people saying that, people showing videos. Like, so what the fuck is the point?
Well, yeah, exactly. They want overwhelming evidence before they do an investigation. So basically what they tell me is you want me to do the job of the FBI. So they don't have...
And there's some people saying, well, like, some fraud is to be expected. What's the percentage of fraud before it's too much fraud? You know?
So let me ask you this. Like, this bomb happened, when did it happen? Friday?
Yeah, Christmas Day. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And by the next day, the FBI found out who the fuck this white guy, this guy was.
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck is the point of, like, having the FBI, they're not going to investigate fucking this election issue?
Because they don't care.
So who the fuck is in charge of the FBI?
The Attorney General, who's already come out and said that there's no overwhelming evidence to say there was voter fraud.
Was that Barr?
But yeah. That's the damn problem. That's the job of the FBI, is to get the damn evidence. We're supposed to provide them this much to make them go, huh? When you say there's no overwhelming, all I need to show you a single video of you going, well, that seems a little weird. That's all it takes, right?
Like that, you know, there's just too much evidence out there to not say, wait a minute here, we need to dig a little deeper on this stuff.
Well, like, to quote Tim Pool again, with the overwhelming evidence, like, I'm walking down the street, doopy doopy doop, and I hear a fire alarm go off in a residential area with apartment buildings. So I call 911. And they say, there's a fire alarm at whatever and whatever. And they say, well, do you see flames? Do you see smoke? Like, well, not yet, but it might be further inside. They go, I'm sorry, sir. We need overwhelming evidence before we come to investigate. No, the fire alarm was enough to say, let's go investigate.
Yeah.
Like, you're expecting me to go in there and find the fire myself when you have trained people with equipment to go do that.
Exactly. You know, like, let me give you an example, too, like that smoke thing. One time I was here with my wife before we had the kids. And my smoke detector went off. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I walk outside of my living room, nothing, you know, my kitchen, nothing. I look outside, make sure one of my neighbor's house wasn't caught on fire.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, I don't see no fire trucks or nothing. So my fire alarm keep going off, you know, and my wife walks by my closet where my water heater is. And she's like, I think it's kind of coming from the closet, like, no, it doesn't. Like, yes, I think it is. So, like, I open up my fucking closet where my hot water heater is. And guess what it is? My fucking water heater is on fire.
Oh, geez. That'll
No smoke, nothing. Yeah. You know, like, I'm just amazed my smoke detector can detect that, you know? Like, no smoke at all. I cannot see it. It's just telling me.
Your smoke detector, it probably has a carbon monoxide detector built into it.
Yeah. So,
and thank God we came up with that technology, huh? Because your family might have suffocated and been poisoned and not even known it, and then burned.
Yeah.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, but it was just like shocked, you know. But like, wow, you know, like, I just seen no smoke and nothing, just like smoke building up, you know, flame. It was a flame too. But yeah, it was just luckily I took care of it. That's why I keep a fire. I keep a fire extinguisher. You never know when you're gonna need it, but you just keep it. And I told my wife, "Hey, go cut off the fucking electrical power and put out the fire." Which the fire stinks. Getting rid of smell takes a while.
Oh yeah, and I got an electrical fire. I was fire marshal on my ship, duty fire marshal. Like, trust me, I know fighting fires. I know the stinks that come out of them.
but I'm saying, it's just, if it's something suspicious, you know, you need to look at it.
You investigate.
Investigate a little bit.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, because exactly, you might have been, if you hadn't gone and looked around, you and your wife would have died. Mm-hmm. You're like, let's go find out why this thing's beeping at me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, someone take the batteries out of the carbon monoxide detector. It's giving me a headache every time it beeps. It's like,
Exactly. It may not be the beeping battery that's giving you that.
Yeah, it might be the carbon monoxide that's warning you about. You said something about the New Year's Eve New York City mayor. What was that about again?
Oh yeah, we covered it. That was
I know. What was it though?
They told everybody to stay home and not to go to Times Square, but he was there dancing with his wife.
All right.
He got pretty good on Twitter about that.
I believe that. Yeah, but he keeps getting beat up on Twitter for this. Nothing ever seems to happen. Like, for whatever, he's getting awards for being a great guy and what he's doing, and the example of how we're supposed to run it. They got the highest death rate fucking planet. It's like they're doing the worst, and you're telling us to copy their model.
Yeah, New York City had the first death in the country, like, within an hour of midnight.
But yeah, I brought that up because I wanted to weasel into this other New York New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mayor Wheeler, one of our favorite mayors, has finally admitted that Antifa exists. Because how many times has he told us that it's an idea, not an organization?
When is Biden gonna believe that they exist?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now they definitely won't exist for Biden because he doesn't need them anymore. Wheeler needs to admit they exist so he can send the police out to stop them now. But they rioted on New Year's Eve in Portland, and Wheeler blamed them for the rioting. And so he's finally admitting they exist.
Yeah. If he's saying they're the ones that caused the rioting, then that means they really exist.
Well, I brought this up to some of my family, not immediate family, but related to me, that's very left wing. And I brought that up. I'm like, what do you mean he finally admitted they exist? And they said, of course they exist. I was like, I could find you so much of all these people saying they don't exist. It's not real. And these folks just like, that never happened. I was like, I could find stuff on your Facebook feed that says you saying they don't exist. No, is this people genuinely, do they know they're lying or are they convincing themselves?
They're convincing themselves.
Because you even show them this stuff. Like a cousin of mine, I showed her some stuff that she put on Facebook at the beginning of the summer. About COVID and masks and distancing and don't, stay home and everything. She's done a 180 on this, but she also spent the entire summer every Sunday at my house with 8 of my other cousins and a whole bunch of aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and children. All summer long, there must be at least 30 people at my house every Sunday.
Right.
I got a swimming pool. This is not common in Massachusetts. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then she's going on there and flipping out on people for like going out for an ice cream in August. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I confronted her about this finally. And she's kind of just blew me off. Then a week later, she switched sides on the argument and just pretended like she was never on the other side of the argument. And it really frustrated me. I was like, you literally called me a Nazi in front of the entire world.
Yeah.
And now you're on the same side as me. You, not only did you not admit that you switched sides, but you didn't apologize to me for calling me a terrible person when you agree with me now, you know?
Yeah.
It's just frustrating as hell, man. Is Wheeler going to pretend like he never said Antifa doesn't exist?
Probably. But the problem is these days with the internet,
nothing can go away.
Nothing ever goes away. Even if you erase it, somebody's got an archive of it somewhere.
Problem is with archiving stuff, as good as they're getting with deep fakes, I don't know how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're getting to the point where you can't trust anything soon. I mean, don't get me wrong, it probably takes a ton of time and money to make one of those videos of like Obama talk about whatever it was, that funny one they made.
Yeah.
But how easy would it be to start a war? Yeah, you know what I mean? Someone who wanted to start a war.
Yeah, there was a movie like about that kind of thing, where I can't remember the name of it, War Dogs or something like that, where, they needed
to Wag the Dog?
Huh?
Wag the Dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
Yeah. You know, where they needed to bump up the political numbers for the president, so they started a war.
Yeah. By the way, have you guys seen iZombie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've watched it all. I don't think it's on anymore.
No, but it's on Netflix, and I just sat down and binged it over like a week.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I watched it when it was on live TV, so yeah.
Yeah, is that about COVID?
It could be.
Because they put up a giant wall around Portland, Oregon, and were worried about a viral outbreak.
Yeah. There's an outbreak of zombies.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap, what's going on here?
But the zombies were created by, the energy drink,
Well, the first one was, but then it was spread like a virus, and then the vaccine they made for it that they dispersed to the people was actually dosed of the zombie virus.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh my God, which brings us right into one of these topics here. tons of healthcare workers are refusing to take this vaccine, to include 60% of the nursing home employees in Ohio. Do they know something we don't? Well, or do they have weak minds too?
I mean, look at the amount of African Americans that have taken the virus, the vaccines.
I have no idea. I have not seen any numbers of who's that. We keep track of the color of people's skins taking their vaccine?
Well, yeah, because apparently they're saying that there's more reactions to the way the vaccine was created in the African American community.
Okay, that I suppose that makes sense. I suppose in terms of reactions, because our chemistry is a little tiny bit different, and I get that. For whatever reason, I was just thinking, I don't know, you know how we are lately with when it comes to ethnicity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't think...
That makes sense. When it comes to medicine, that does make a difference, because there is a difference. Just like you're more likely to get, sickle cell syndrome if you're a black person,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you know, we also... Yeah, we're using the term vaccine pretty liberally on this thing, because it's like a flu vaccine, you know? It doesn't necessarily...
Protect you against it?
Exactly.
It would just give you
a shot in the dark, you know? Like you said last week, Jeffrey, there's no way this thing's been fully tested. We just haven't had it long enough, and we haven't had... And this was done in 9 months, basically, which is a miracle when you're dealing with the FDA and stuff like that. But there's no way. Okay, here comes the Kraken.
Yeah.
But there's just no way that this thing has been properly tested and vetted enough to say that this is 100% safe to be vaccinating the world's population with.
Well, you're never going to get 100% safe no matter how much testing you do. There's always going to be someone that's going to have an issue somewhere. But shoot, realistically, I mean, like I said, we brought it up last week with the stuff that we found out 15 years later how dangerous it was.
Yeah. Basically, and this is still part of the testing phase in my book, you know. All these people, my sister was so excited, she posted on Facebook that she got the vaccine in Michigan, you know.
Oh, you know what's hilarious is I had three cousins of mine complain on Facebook that they were pissed that prisoners in Massachusetts were getting the vaccine first. And I was like, you do realize this is a test case, right? Like, what do you mean? I was like, just like the United States military. It's like, just like the United States military is used to test vaccines.
Yeah.
Like, no, then I was like, yes. It's like that the United States government military is how we found out that this aerosol flu thing isn't good if you have asthma. Right. Like, this is, you signed that contract, whether or not you realize what it meant. They can just test drugs on you without you even knowing, let alone permission.
I mean, the anthrax vaccine was a test drug, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, like, I can't believe they're doing it for these prisoners. No, they're making sure it doesn't kill you first on the prisoners, and then they're going to let you get someone they find out if it works right. It's like, we got this rolled out in 9 months. You think we've gone through proper test trials? No, the first round rollout is going to be the next test, you know?
Yeah.
I guess whoever writes the headline, how they can twist it, you know, for the benefit.
That's the exact key thing we talked about earlier was
read
the damn article, not just the headline.
Yeah,
you can point it out like, hey, look, like before we tested the population, we're going to test them with prisoners. Or you could say like, hey, by the way, the first one in line is going to be the prisoners to get the vaccine, you know.
Oh. Kathy just shouted to me from the next room that I actually got an email or a mailer in the mail of some study organization here in Virginia that was going to pay me up to $1,000 to get the vaccine and be a test subject.
I know three people that have done that, actually.
Okay.
But
Kathy said no. She wants to keep you around a little bit longer.
Yeah. The Urban Cowboy, you guys familiar with him, Chad Prather?
Like, $1,000 ain't worth your life.
No, it's definitely not. But yeah, the Urban Cowboy, Chad Prather, did the test run for the vaccine.
Stop putting a price on my head. She thought $100,000 I could do it.
Well, what's your life insurance policy?
Exactly. it ain't that much.
Watch your checkbook, dude, and keep checking up on your policy. If all of a sudden your policy gets tripled, watch out.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, you get a flu shot today. What?
What? Yes. Trump said this will work. It's a needle full of bleach.
That's not what he meant when he said what he said.
I know, but come on. It was fun.
And I've even seen that the technology he's talking about, Walmart's got it for sale now, where you can disinfect your cell phone with the infrared rays and lights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have those little charging cradles. You put them in there, and it sterilizes your phone with a UV light as it charges your phone.
And that's what he was saying. He was seeing that kind of technology in use for other things. He's like, hey,
can we figure out how to make this safe for people?
Yeah, exactly. But, people hate them, man. Blow it out of portion.
I mean, just like, let's be honest, man. Like, we were pretty vicious to Obama, too. Even when Obama did some pretty decent things for the most part, even then we gave him a hard time, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, we did admit when he did do a good thing.
When was that?
I don't know. Let's listen to the shows. I'm certain I brought it up and you guys didn't, though. Just like I'm the guy now who's bringing up when Trump screws up bad, and not you guys. especially with that thing, trying to repeal two-thirds.
Our show is going to get so much more exciting after January 20th. We're not going to know what to do with all the material.
Think so?
Oh yeah, dude, he's a gab machine. You know how many times Kamala Harris, the president elect, he's done it more than once, and he's the president elect.
I know, and he's even says like, oh yeah, I might just get sick, and have to resign. It's like, are you kidding? Like you are literally confirming the conspiracy theory that the crazy right wingers had, and now you're like, no, that's what I'm doing. He's like, now it's. Okay, then I guess guys are right.
What was precious about that conversation? Just see Kamala Harris going like, no, no, no. I was just like, man.
By the way, Joe Biden was the reason why we had so much trouble getting the survivors out of South Vietnam.
Yeah.
Getting them off and they had to run out the embassy, and then how many died anyway? Biden was the person who slowed it down, and then he was also the person who stopped us from helping the South Vietnamese integrate into the United States when the Vietnam War started. I just want to bring that up because that was a horrible event in world history. And he was the only one, but he caused enough shit to stir up that slowed everything down.
Was he in the Senate then?
He was in the Senate then.
Okay. He had been in the Senate for 40.
No, he's been in public government for 47 years.
Yeah. You're right. He was other stuff before Senator. You're right. So what's up with this Rose Parade thing?
Well, here's the deal with California. Because of the California lockdowns.
That was pretty cool what they did, I think.
Yeah. They moved the college football company that's in charge of college football the bowl games. They actually moved the Rose Bowl out of Pasadena to Texas so they can have some fans at the game, because under the current rules, the game couldn't even be played in California. That's why the NFL has moved all the California teams out of California to play their home games. So California gave up millions of dollars to let this game leave the state for COVID-19. They cancel the Rose Bowl parade, which is
millions of dollars that comes in.
A huge spectator event, and millions of dollars comes in. It's broadcast on the TV every year. And these people said, screw you, Governor Newsom. We're going to do a parade on our own. So they, organized it. However they organized it, they had.
I don't even know if it was organized. I think people just showed up they said, hey, let's go do it ourselves. I think that was the extent of that organization. Because it was like 600 vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a feeling it was just a Facebook post being shared out. People saying, let's just go do it anyway.
Well, if they try to organize Facebook, you knew that Facebook would take down that page. So
true.
But yeah, it was just amazing that, and it's happening more and more. One thing that's not on the list that's happening is Governor Newsom is in the middle of a recall fight. People are so fed up with the way he's treated Californians. and treated business in California, because he's just letting business leave after business leave after business leaves the state.
Yeah, then they just badmouth him.
He's probably going to get recalled, and he'll be like the first governor in California since the early 1900s that's been recalled in California. There's been recall attempts previous since then, but nobody was actually kicked out of office.
Did the Daily Wire finally leave Chicago, California? Are they still out there with Shapiro and all them?
No, they're leaving. They're going to Tennessee.
I heard something about that. I didn't know if they had actually left yet.
If they haven't left yet, they're leaving fairly soon. All the announcements are in place that they're moving to Nashville.
They changed the way they do everything on YouTube, and I don't like it. I liked before I could just go to the Daily Wire and I had all the different guys that I could pick through them. Yeah. Now I have to go to their individual YouTube pages to find stuff. Like, I don't know. I don't listen to everything Andrew Klavan does or Michael Waters, but I listen to enough of it that I at least want to see what they have to say. But now I don't listen to any of it because I'm not going to go through six or seven different guys from the Daily Wire.
Yeah. I wonder why they switched it up like that.
Probably because they got this one wicked, well, Jesse Waters, not Jesse Waters. Crap. The guy that looks like Jesse Waters with the black hair, is very Catholic, but so isn't this other guy, Walsh. Uh-huh. But the Walsh guy doesn't talk politics. He talks about like his religious view of things, and that's laid down. Basically, everything on the Daily Wire is driven by facts and stats, and then you have this one guy who's going, that's against Christianity, which is interesting because the owner of the company is Jewish. Not just Jewish, but very Jewish.
Okay.
Well, Ben Shapiro, man, he wears a yarmulke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he actually goes to a temple.
But I think eventually all these people are relying on YouTube and Facebook to make money. They're going to have to find an ulterior means of making money, you know, because.
Minds, Daily Motion, Gab, Rumble, Parler. Yeah. There's a million places to post this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got this weird feeling that citizen journalists are going to overtake mainstream media in the next 4 to 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Fox News' numbers have taken a nosedive since the election, so.
Yeah. Not sure what I think of that, honestly. I kind of want to crack a joke at Fox News' at them. But part of me wants to also say to these people that stopped following Fox News, they're just reporting what happened. When it comes to the reporting, if you want to watch the opinion stuff, all right. But typically speaking, people that watch the opinion stuff like Tucker and Greg Gutfeld are still following those guys.
They're the only two shows that have good ratings still.
Yeah, so the people that were just reporting, according to this, Trump has lost the election. You've stopped following them because of this. But I don't know, just it seems like they didn't like what happened. So they're going to stop watching the news. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they didn't like the way Fox did it. You know, Fox was one of the first networks of all the networks to start calling states for Trump on election night.
Now, you know, it's funny about that. It was Virginia. When Virginia got called for Biden and it was less than 1% of the vote had been tapped. Mm-hmm. I shared a picture of it.
Shooting messages back and forth about that. So,
but yeah, I put a picture of it on Facebook. I was like, "Are you kidding me? It's less than 1%." And I get a message from my aunt by marriage. Not even a message; it's right there on my Facebook there for people to still see. Uh-huh. I was like, "Well, you need to stop checking Fox News." Like, first of all, Fox News says you're winning. So okay, yeah. So I clicked it over to CNN and MSN.
They had both, called it, yeah.
Both of them had called it, then called it back on. That was a stupid thing to say. Yeah. I was like, you're right, you're right, because CNN, the one you said is right, says it's for Trump. That's what blows my mind is people decide whether or not it's accurate based on who said it.
Right.
That seems stupid to me. And some places are pretty believable, but I expect some evidence once in a while.
Right.
You expect me to believe you all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what I mean when I keep saying extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Carl Sagan, you got to quote Carl Sagan when you get the chance. Man was a genius.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, if you're gonna say some crazy stuff happened, like I keep hearing all this election fraud, I think there's definitely enough to cause an investigation. Excuse me. Enough. What the hell's going on to cause an investigation?
Yeah, but, well, I was reading that on January 6th when the joint session of Congress comes into place, and the House and the Senate refute or protest some of the electors that Trump actually want, the Trump team wants to be there, and they want to present evidence in the two hearings to like prove that, you know, there's a reason why some of these state electors shouldn't be, you know, used. So that's one thing we didn't talk about, you know, we didn't bring up, is what's going to happen next week on January 6th.
Nothing.
It's not on our list.
No, what's going to happen on the 6th? Pence is going to open up the ballots, and he's going to throw away the alternative votes from these other states that weren't signed by the governor, even though they are signed by the legislator. That's what's going to happen.
Well, we've already had senators come out and say they're going to object to contest different states' electorals. Mm-hmm. And we already know the House is going to do it. So the joint session of Congress
still comes down to what Biden does. Or not Biden. Still comes down to what Pence does.
No, if one senator and one representative contest the state's electoral votes, then they have to stop the joint session and go back into their respective House chambers and debate it for 2 hours. And then there's another vote held in the chambers.
Mm-hmm.
In order for it to be where the electoral representatives are thrown out, both the House and the Senate have to vote in favor of the objection.
Yeah. And you're going to get the Senate to do anything for.
I mean, the Senate might vote for it, but the House of Representatives won't vote for it because there's more Democrats than the House of Representatives.
Yes, that's actually what I meant. My mistake. I don't know, man. Everything that's going on, like I said, Trump could easily start another party if he just made the effort. I think if Trump tried to form a third party right now, he would fracture the Republican Party to the point where they would be insignificant within a decade. Replace him just like the Whigs, the Republicans replaced the Whigs, you know?
Yeah. But then if he did that and he was elected president, would the Republicans work with him in the House and the Senate?
Did they this time?
A little bit. When they realized the Russian collusion investigation wasn't going to take him out.
No, and then they tried to nail him on Ukraine. As soon as he started hitting on some actual stuff that had to do with Biden, they impeached him again. Tried to anyway. Speaking of the 6th, what do you think is going to happen in D.C. in terms of the people?
There's going to be thousands of people there.
So you're not going, what's his name? Crazy conspiracy guy. The aliens leaving footprints in your peanut butter guy.
Art Bell?
No. Oh, my God. Oh my God, he's on InfoWars.
Oh, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones predicted 10 million people were going to show up on the 6th to protest. I was like, 10 million?
I don't think it'll be 10 million, but I know several people from this area here in Hampton that are planning on being there for the rallies and stuff like that.
If 10 million people showed up, every single one of them unarmed, obviously in D.C., they would be able to storm the White House and take over.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding you. Like 10 million people is so many people. Well, oh, yeah. They have automatic weapons. Yes, and they only have 5,000 rounds. You know, it's 10 million people is so many people. You could literally just swarm over the White House and say, wrong.
It would require the Secret Service to be augmented by the military in order to keep 10 million people out of the White House.
Oh, if it came to the point where you had 10 million people converging on surrounding D.C. and taking over, it would come down to missile strikes. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
But there's going to be a huge turnout from both sides.
Even 10,000 people is a lot of people.
And there's going to be, you know, violence. Like yes. There always is at the end of the day. You know, it may be peaceful during the day, but as soon as the sun goes down, that's when the violence starts.
Yeah, we're mostly peaceful.
Yeah.
I love how they said that during all the riots. Mostly peaceful protests. I finally found out what they meant by mostly peaceful was 97% of the time, nothing came of it. So it's like, oh, all right. So if I walk down the street and every 97th, 98th, and 99th person I walk across, I punch in the face, I'm still mostly peaceful.
Yeah.
Baby.
Newborn.
I'm guessing that's the Stop the Steal rally. Is that the...
Yeah, that was January 6th, Stop the Steal
rally. I didn't know if that's what they were calling it. I saw that. That's what made me think of it, is how many people are supposed to be showing up, and I'm seeing it everywhere. I know a couple of people here from Massachusetts that are going down there.
Yeah, I was thinking of going, but I just don't... Cannot take any more days out.
So Fauci finally said that they might make COVID or vaccine passports and that stuff and require you to be able to even go to school to have a list of these vaccines.
Well, the UN's been trying to do that for a while now.
If they could
be able to get on an airplane and travel without a vaccine card.
Now, possibly international travel, I can understand that because you're going into someone else's country. You have to abide by their rules.
There's going to be airlines that force this.
I could see that too because it's a private company. But the federal government trying to do something like this, and that's the thing, is the government can't make you do it. That's why they're going to do a passport. And I have proof of a vaccine. Now everyone else can refuse me service. But if that's what it comes down to.
The government couldn't force you to get health insurance either, but they did.
Well, if you're going to force drugs into my body, then I want to ban abortion because my body, my choice no longer applies. How's that?
Sounds great.
That's the big argument for abortion, right? Is my body, my choice?
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me I must get a vaccine or I cannot exist, then I'm going to demand you not be able to get an abortion because apparently your bodily rights do not matter.
Right.
And I had someone quote fucking Mr. Spock from Star Trek the other day. thinking it was why I was saying the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Yeah, and I just Star looked Trek at him for a minute. And
the philosophies of Star Trek have nothing to do with American society.
Especially because that's where I'm going with this. Was he said this to me, and I was like, okay, first of all, did you just quote Spock? He goes, oh, I'm surprised you knew that. And I was like, yes, I watched The Wrath of Khan.
That's more of a UN philosophy than the American.
That's a communist philosophy, isn't it?
Exactly.
You disagree. You're causing dissent, and you disagree, so we're going to put you against the wall and shoot you. Because everyone else needs this. Fuck you. Yeah, every time I hear someone say stuff like that, I'm like, what the fuck? Just like this, the justifying this shutdowns for lockdown, they're saying, well, when it's done, it'll be worth it. And I'm like, so what you're telling me is the ends justify the means.
Yeah, and you know how Biden was just pushing that, you know, my first thing we're going to do is I'm going to ask you guys to wear a mask for 100 days after I'm inaugurated. But they're already coming out.
Hold on. Try that word again. You really blew that word.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
I know, but it was really funny.
After inauguration, for 100 days, we have to wear a mask. And I just heard it on a show I was listening to when I was at work today. It said, 100 days, schmoot, not going to happen. It's going to be a lot more than 100 days that we're going to have to wear a mask for.
The president does not have the authority to mandate it. Now, he can ask us. I'm cool with the president asking us to do stuff, actually. I would prefer if the president asked us to do stuff. Because, again, let's go back to the Joe Biden thing with the Vietnam thing. I read a huge thing about it today. Excuse me. Ford was in office. I believe Nixon was his VP. Fuck. I forgot where I was going. What were you saying a second ago?
The mask mandate.
Yeah. I forgot. That's something to do with the Biden thing and the...
Well, damn it. Oh, well. I think people are going to miss President Trump when he's gone because he left it completely up to the states, which is the way it should be, to decide how the state should handle COVID-19. Biden's going to take a much more hands-on approach if we let him. Whether he has the ability and the rights to do it or not, he's going to try.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Let's flip that coin over here for a second, play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Lincoln violated the Constitution left and right. Now, at the same time, he honored the Constitution, but he stripped people of rights. He held them in prison without trial, and essentially refused to leave occupied land he had no business being on within the United States with the military. Now, he abolished slavery. Did the ends justify the means? Because what happens if in 20 years we look back and say, wow, Biden really did save the world by locking us down, taking away all of our rights? It was worth it. You know what I mean? I mean, the Emancipation Proclamation was illegal.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most important things that's ever happened to this country.
Well, I don't think that mask mandates and coronavirus mandates are at the same level of slavery.
I don't either, but...
I see where you're going with it, though.
It's the, do the ends... Personally, I believe that the means justify the ends. The way the process works is more important than what comes from the process.
Yeah.
You know, truth, honesty, in the American way, or, you know, whatever... But when you start saying, no, this is the result we want, isn't that literally a dictatorship?
That's where we're heading.
Now, you keep hearing people call Trump an authoritarian. I don't think they know what that word means. An authoritarian does not tell you to go out and do what you want to do. An authoritarian tells you what to do. Like, don't go out. Don't open your business. Go bankrupt. I expect you to starve to death before you go out and do anything.
Well, the
crime's exploding, dude.
Yeah, in Texas, there were, you know, they're pretty conservative, and they pretty
used to be
have been pretty loose on their COVID-19 requirements there.
Mm.
But there's you know, a couple of cities, a city and a county that are very liberal. They're, you know, they're the liberal parts of Texas, and they
problem is. That I know I bring it up every time we bring up the word liberal. That word does not mean what we don't use the word liberal anymore to mean what it means. Well, liberal used to, its root is liberty. And that's what the liberals used to be, the people that fought against the conservatives in the 70s saying, stop hating gay people, you know?
Okay. So
I'm just saying, it just drives me nuts because liberal doesn't mean what liberal used to mean.
Texas. How's that? Is that better? Democrat-controlled areas of Texas wanted to enforce more strict rules and dining and bars on New Year's Eve than the state had put in place. And the Texas Supreme Court came back and said, no, they cannot enforce those rules because according to the Texas Constitution, whatever the governor says goes.
Stupid. Yep. Sorry, I spun my flag around because I noticed it was like backwards in terms of the text on it, But then I realized it's a two-sided flag. It's the exact same on the other side. It's not the other side of the flag. It's just because it's a camera.
Is there any way to, like, make it so POW is on top?
I'd have to put holes in the bottom of the flag.
Yeah.
I know.
That makes more sense to me, having the POW on top. But
yeah. Well, it hoists horizontal, you know?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a backdrop. It's a flag.
Yeah. It's an actual flag. Yeah, exactly.
What you need to do is you need to take a picture of the flag and rotate it in Photoshop and make that your virtual background.
That's actually not that tough to do from what I found out.
Yeah,
but
in Zoom, you can have virtual backgrounds. So.
The idea of this is that I'm going to switch out the flag every so often.
Okay.
Which is funny. I flew my Navy flag before the game. The football game. And it was only supposed to be out there for the game. But then a literal blizzard showed up that day.
That's Massachusetts for you.
Yeah, we had a blizzard. I was like, oh, all right. That's going to be there for a couple days.
Was that back in July?
No, last month. I have less than, I got a couple mountains of snow in my yard. And that's pretty much it. I could see grass under it. That flag's still flying. I'm just, I don't want to walk across the lawn because I'm certain I'm going to sink a half inch into it.
Right.
With everything that's melted into the earth for the last week.
Yeah.
That, and I'm probably going to put this flag back up, and I kind of like it here.
Yeah.
Either that's going to be the Gadsden flag, but I'm a little nervous what might happen flying a Gadsden flag right before the VP in Massachusetts.
You don't want the Mississippi flag?
The what now?
A Mississippi.
Okay. I'm sure everyone knows that symbol means something different to everyone else. The Confederate thing.
No, it's a Mississippi flag. Free 1920.
Yeah. Just know that in Massachusetts, if you get caught flying a Confederate flag, you better have a shotgun, and I'm not kidding you.
It wasn't the Confederate flag. It was
in the corner. I thought it was a part of the
flag of one of the Confederate regiments.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone knows is the Thousand Bars.
Yeah, Mississippi had it for a while too, so they just got rid of it last year.
More of the let's erase our history movement.
Well, see, that's getting a little concerning, because if we're just going to erase this stuff, then how are we going to make sure that people are aware of it?
Exactly.
Yeah, it never happened.
If it never happened, then stop telling me I'm a terrible person for being white.
No, it never happened.
Never happened. That's never going to happen. They're still talking about the government paying reparations to African-Americans that don't even know if they were slaves or not. You know, they're.
Well, what's even worse is they didn't even say African-Americans. They said black. I believe they said black Americans. And it's like, wow, not Harris. I think it's the Massachusetts woman there. Ali.
Warren?
No, not Warren. I think she's the one that got sick and has no hair.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of the Gang of Four from Massachusetts.
One of the squad members.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, squad. She's Jamaican.
Well, so
The Jamaican people are very, very dark skinned.
Harris put out a thing in the media this last week for Kwanzaa about how she celebrated Kwanzaa as a child and how important it was to her.
Yeah, but the Kwanzaa didn't come over until the 60s.
Yeah, the guy who came up with Kwanzaa was a criminal too.
And yeah, but
like a literal criminal.
She grew up in Canada. She's Jamaican, you know?
The 60s, she grew up in Canada. It was like a made-up religion back then, you know. Like, how did she know about it? It wasn't popular yet.
Kwanzaa's not even a religion. It's supposed to be a conglomeration of African celebrations. It's like, you realize that's a fucking continent, festival. Right?
It's a harvest festival in December. How does that work?
Well, I would say it's below the equator, but it's a continent. So, I mean, some of it's not below the equator.
Exactly.
I just, I don't know, man. Yeah, well, she also did a big thing about the Judaism, Hanukkah, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, 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 yada, yada, I love you, I love you. And then for her Christmas thing, she told us to stop being so Christian and making people feel unwelcome. And it's like, you welcomed everyone else except for the Christians. Ways. You made the Christians feel unwelcome.
You can't have it both ways.
How about everyone just goes and fucks themselves? Because you have a right to worship whatever God you want.
Yeah, that's, you know, part of the Constitution, you know, freedom of religion.
You know, apparently the Constitution doesn't mean jack shit, because I have a freedom to peaceably assemble, but I'll get arrested if I go hang out with my buddies out in public.
You know, and that's one of the things the churches have been fighting for since the coronavirus lockdowns, is the ability to exercise their freedom of religion by going back to church and being inside the building, you know. And some states are starting to, their Supreme Courts are starting to allow it, you know, and say, hey, the Constitution is the Constitution. You can't violate it that much.
That much. See, that's what bothers me, is that we're acting like the government gives us our rights and they can take them back. That's the whole damn point of the Constitution, is saying the government doesn't even have the authority to step on this, because we make, and you know what? This might be the end. This might be the end to the great experiment in self-governance.
I think it might, yeah.
Which is terrifying, because I don't think the average American has any idea how good they have it. They have no idea what's going on in the world. They've never seen anything besides where they grew up, and they think that the entire world is living like they do and can take them 9 months off of work and be all right. You know how many people have died because they just starved to death? You say, oh, you better finish your dinner. There's starving kids in Africa. There really are starving kids in Africa. And that's the thing, is if you take all the money and spread it out around the world, that means you're not going to make everyone better. All you do is make sure everyone starves.
And there's no freedom of speech in the UK. There's no freedom of speech in most countries.
Or Canada. Definitely not Germany.
No.
You mentioned the Nazi party in Germany, you get arrested, and I'm not kidding you. It's a pretty common thing in the United States to compare people to Nazis if you don't like them, isn't it?
Yeah, the president's Nazi.
I love when they say worse than Hitler. It's like, Hitler exterminated 6 million people because of their religion.
And then he didn't like the color of their hair and their eyes.
Yeah, it's like Trump signed 5 historic peace treaties, did not start a single conflict.
Nope, not a one.
And brought soldiers home, but he's the warmonger.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is you can't even bring this up to people. They just look at you like you're crazy. It's like, no, this I didn't hear about it. It's like, because you're reading your damn Facebook feed like it's a news line. And the best part is a friend of mine said, well, yeah, what's wrong with that? I was like, because you're only seeing on Facebook the stuff that you said you want to see.
There's an algorithm.
It's called an echo chamber.
There's an algorithm to Facebook. You know, their computer systems see what you like and see what you're spending more time on, and they feed you
more and more of it.
Yeah, that's what the whole movie I was telling you guys about, Social Dilemma, is about. It's about how it works with Twitter, Google, Facebook. They all basically do the same thing. They don't make their money off of selling ads to us. And they don't make they make money for that. But they don't make
the money literally off of clicks.
They don't sell our data. They use our data to keep us on their pages longer, which bumps up their numbers for advertising and stuff like
that. Yes. Exactly. They are selling us clicks. They're selling clicks. They're not selling it to us, actually. They're selling it to other people. Clicks. You clicked. Not even a click. You were in a room talking to your wife about this new whatever that just came out. And you open up Facebook the ad for it right there. Everyone points that out, but they won't accept it. These things are listening to you.
Kathy's like, oh, yeah, I have a hard time hearing. Now I get hearing aid ads all the time on my Facebook feed. I clicked a couple of different fancy cat litter boxes. Now all my ads are about robot cat litter boxes, you know?
What's even worse, if you go in through your settings and you shut off the feature for them to do this targeted advertising?
I have.
No, no. What's even worse is you get the same commercial as the last one you got forever. Like you talked about, Matt, you clicked on an. I did it for a while, and the last thing I had clicked on was like a Magic the Gathering card game thing. Like 8 months, all I had showing up on Facebook was Magic the Gathering. I was like, all right, I've enjoyed playing the game, but like I was just kind of goofing off, checking it out again. You know what I mean? Oh man. So I actually had to go turn it back on. So at least I was seeing different crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now when I want to buy something, I just talk to my phone when it's not even on for a couple minutes. And then over the next 6 months, all the deals show up for it.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Everyone will admit that happens, but they won't admit that your phone is a listening device.
See, I sell life insurance.
Hey, so you guys know what's
nothing but ads about buying life insurance on my Facebook feed.
Because you're always talking about life insurance.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know what a sugar glider is?
Yeah, I know what a sugar glider is.
Yeah, looks almost like a flying squirrel, but not really.
You're getting ads on sugar
gliders. All right, we're talking about it right now. Let's see how many of them we get in the next week. We'll talk about it.
Actually, you know what's even cuter than a sugar glider? It's a slow loris.
A slow what?
Loris, L-O-R-I-S, Lima, Oscar, Romeo, India, Sierra. Find one of them eating a sugar cube. See? He's like, it's so cute.
It's crazy looking thing. Let's see how many ads we get by next week.
Exactly.
We should start opening a window for next week and we can talk about this.
It's interesting you brought up the a critter for that, because I've been talking to the wife for like 5 years, and we're thinking maybe in the next 5 years I'm finally going to get to do it. I want to get a skunk.
A skunk?
Yep. Virginia, they were illegal to have as a pet. I'm allowed to have one here in Massachusetts, and you can have their stink gland removed just like a ferret. But realistically, just imagine you're a bad guy. You're a criminal, right? And you break into my house to steal from me, right? And you come in, there's a skunk right there. Like, wrong house.
And you don't know that the stink gland's removed.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, I'm going to the next house. Just like a big giant dog, like, I'm going to the next house. Not worth it, right?
That's better than having a German Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's a skunk, dude.
Or a pit bull.
You should put a sign like, this house is protected by a skunk.
Hit by a guard skunk. But apparently they'll poop in a box like a cat.
Oh, really?
But they like they greet you at the door and, you know, rub against you like a dog and play like a dog. That sounds really cool, actually, doesn't it?
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, plus you get to scare the crap out of your neighbors.
Yeah. You don't want your neighbors to mess around with you in the backyard?
Oh. All right, well, I got on here that this representative in Iowa, she ran for Congress 4 times, and she won this time by 6 votes.
The puppet.
Yes, Marion.
I know I say puppet, but when you use that term referring to a politician, it usually means something else. But yeah, her name is Marionette. That's the one with the strings, right? That's the one with the strings and everything and the weird thing. You make him walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her election is still being contested, but the state certified her as the winner, so she will be seated.
Did you say it was her fourth? Court
stepped in and changed it.
Yeah, fourth time, right?
Yep, she ran 4 different times.
Good for her for not giving up, honestly, right?
Yeah.
I would have given up after the second time, really. I'd been like, all right, they don't want me.
Yeah.
And not even, I don't think I can do it, but like, obviously the people don't want me, you know? But, you know, she was dedicated, especially with what's going on lately.
We got 2 more topics left on the list, unless we come up with more. You got your National Teacher of the Year, and I got Indian Casinos. Which one do you want to hear next?
But did you see the Teacher of the Year thing? I can't remember which company it was. It was one of these, one of these big deal companies that people have heard of. National Teacher of the Year. I don't know. Maybe that's just what it's called. But of 2019, wished violence upon people because they disagree with them. And he says that he wished people at McConnell's neighbors had attacked him like Rand Paul's neighbors had attacked him. This is a teacher who's guiding the youth of our nation. Not just that, he's supposed to be the best teacher of 2019. He's telling you to go attack people and put them in the hospital because you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
You know what? If that's the case, and the police don't fucking matter anymore because all they're going to do is make sure you can't make money. They're going to let you riot. They're going to let you burn a fucking city down. So you know what? Maybe I should just go inside. Going damn nuts and taking what I want. When the cops show up, I just have to say BLM, Black Lives Matter. I don't know. I'm protesting. You know what I mean?
Well, they're expecting the police departments to get dumbed down even more between the defund movement and Joe Biden's use of the consent decree to take over police departments more.
What do you mean?
Like if it happened in the Obama administration. If they feel like a police department is not enforcing the laws correctly, they instituted a consent decree, and the Justice Department ends up running the police department. They're the ultimate. They're like the police chief of the police department.
What police department? Like,
it doesn't matter. Chicago, Detroit,
even
any place where they feel like taking over the police department, they do it.
So you're telling me the federal government can just step in and say, we're the police now?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
That's against the...
definitely against the 10th Amendment.
Yeah.
Which
they
actually...
They did it constantly.
10th Amendment stopped mattering after Lincoln, though.
They did it in Ferguson. They did it any city where they thought there was like rampant racism in the actual police department. They did it.
When?
Trump didn't do that, and they're saying they're going back to the Obama ways of doing policing.
So I found out my unemployment got denied. I'm sorry, it you reminded me of something, and I got a fresh idea. We can go back in a minute if you'd like. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
fine.
I'm appealing, and I'm probably going to win. I think I've had enough of this playing by the rules bullshit, dude. It hasn't done me any good.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even kidding you. I'm really tempted to go buy a whole bunch of indoor stuff and just grow a ton of marijuana in my house and sell it.
Yeah.
It's illegal for me to grow it and sell it. I can grow 12 plants at a time and 6 can be in flower at a time here.
Yeah, but I'm just, how are they gonna prove that you sold it?
Well, the crazy thing is I'm allowed to give up to one give away up to 1 ounce per harvest.
For dope and a donation?
Anyone. But what's going to end up happening is I'm going to have 50 trees in my basement under grow lamps and everything. Then I'm going to have the legal maximum out in my yard.
There you go.
And live off of a minimum wage job and just barely pay my bills and have a lot of cash in my pocket because apparently the government's going to tell me to fuck myself anyway, take my money to protect me, and then not give it back to me when I need it. Because they even said, well, we'll go through the appeal process, and if it's approved, you'll still get back pay to the beginning. I was like, that's great. So in 6 months, when you're done with this, I'll get all this money after my family has already starved to death. You know? Just frustrating, man. Playing by the rules has done nothing but punish me. I keep getting myself out of debt. And then I keep wondering why I bothered. Because I'm going to be, when we come out of this, I'm either going to be on the line of bankrupt, like this close to it, or actually bankrupt. So I'm wondering, why am I even bothering trying to stay above that line at this point? You know?
Yeah, that's why I want to move to the countryside, because...
Well, I'm in the woods.
All of this is about to go to hell, dude. And people in the city are going to get desperate for food and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I'm already going to plant a whole bunch of food out here. I mean, I have a garden I do every year.
That's good. You live in this... Hold on.
Check this out, dude. It's illegal to rifle hunt in Massachusetts.
Yeah, because there's not enough woods, they probably figure.
There's tons of woods. There's national forests.
Probably illegal to hunt in the national forest.
What about private property?
It's Massachusetts.
Well, the argument that people that are against the Second Amendment in terms of concealed carry are saying that you don't need an AR-15 to go hunting. It's like, no, but I do need a rifle. Right?
Yeah.
You can bow hunt in Mass, but everyone has a rifle that hunts that lives in Massachusetts goes to New Hampshire.
Okay.
Or Vermont, if you're out that far enough west. But, but yeah, that just blows my mind. Telling you, we need someone like one of the three of us to get into Congress and do exactly what I said earlier, is slip some stuff into these bills that no one's going to notice. I think, and have them sign off on it.
I think it's going to have to be Ray. Ray's got to run for Congress.
Oh, no. Let's be very real, but also really racist at the same time. Use your ethnicity to your advantage when it comes to running for office, dude. I'm not kidding you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so the hunt rifle thing you're talking about? Be like, color like the deer populations need to be controlled. Bill type of deal. Like, some clickbait, like, everybody's going to vote for it. You know,
we've actually we've done that here before in Massachusetts with coyote tails. And when I say before, they used to do it a lot way back in the day, but recently they did it with coyote tails. But you still weren't allowed to use a rifle. You had to either have a bow or set a trap. Which, by the way, if you're gonna kill me, please shoot me instead of snapping me in a trap and allow me to bleed to death and or starve to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, we were giving out money for every coyote tail because the population was out of control. And that was because we weren't allowed to shoot the turkeys anymore. So the turkey population got out of control. So the coyotes exploded eating the turkeys.
Right.
So they had to shoot the coyotes, which made the turkey population explode again. It's like, let us shoot the turkeys.
Well, my Indian casino thing is... you'll never guess. But it's the Indian casinos in California. And in California, with the major lockdowns, there were no like big celebrations allowed for New Year's Eve in like the normal places. But the Indian casinos do not fall under California law.
No, they're technically on reservations, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So they shut down the casinos to the public, and there was a couple of them that had over 6,000 people come to their New Year's Eve celebrations, and probably super spreader events for all we know. But
well, the United States should have been there at the border, not allowing people back into the country then.
But here's an interesting thing that I just thought of is. California has been on a massive lockdown the longest. There been big mass proponents from the get-go, and they're like Nazis when it comes to wearing your mask everywhere.
But, don't compare people to Nazis, dude. That makes you as bad as them.
Well, you know what I mean. They've enforced the mask rule. Everybody believes in the mask rules in California, but their caseload is way through the roof. So does mask wearing help or hurt? Does it do anything at all? I tend to believe that wearing a mask is more about your mental belief than any actual health benefit.
To an extent, yeah. Some of the nicer ones that are one use, that you're supposed to use once and throw away, you know, that's possibly more effective, but no, people are reusing paper masks. And you know they are. Yeah. And you know that they're touching their fingers to them. They're doing this, they're pulling them down, they're hanging them under their chin, they're putting them back on.
Yeah.
You just rendered that thing worthless by touching the outside of it. Because now your oils have touched it. And when you breathe, it gets blown off because now it's on the other side of the mask. The issue is you're never going to get 100% compliance nor 100% proper application with any group of over 50 people.
Right.
Never. And they're saying if everyone would just do this, I don't give a fuck how hard you try. You're never going to get a third of a billion people to do the same thing. Never going to happen.
They did it in China.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. China actually just admitted that they've been lying to us about all their data.
No.
Did you see that shit?
Not China.
Are you kidding me? They only had 68,000 people get COVID, and then they just eradicated it in their country, and we're going, oh, that sounds good. It's like, well, why don't we have their medicine?
Welding. People shut in their houses.
There's videos of them welding people's doors shut with them inside the house.
Damn. That's craziness.
And it's like, why didn't you, seriously, why didn't you just shoot him at that point? You know, weld my door shut, just shoot me. Kill me quick, at least. You know what I mean? Don't make me starve to death slowly.
It's cheaper to weld your shot than you. The bullets are more expensive.
The bullets are more expensive. They are nowadays because everybody, all you gun owners are buying up bullets everywhere.
In China, bullets are expensive because you never know when they come from China.
China keeps blaming everyone else. You know, they're still calling it the American flu in China.
I thought it was
which is funny. They just tried to blame Australia.
Yeah.
I think that might be about it. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Ray? He just left.
Saw that.
He's probably taking care of the baby.
No, no. I was getting another drink. What's that?
Urine.
What? What? Is that
moisture in a bottle?
Oh. During the show.
Dude, I thought you got to do like Brian get a Catherine.
No, Brian leaves. I fill a 1 liter soda bottle.
Oh my god.
I'm too old. Like, I need a 2 liter. I need like the big gulp bottles now, you know. I need the Gatorade bottles to pee into.
Oh, that's where you're making faces and stuff
like that anymore.
A liter?
No.
A liter.
I know, I'll miss that top. It'll spray everywhere.
Oh, wow, that's your fault.
That's old age, motherfucker. You'll be there one day.
Right, not the jewelry through your urethra.
I don't have that anymore. It's out.
Really? I'm sorry. I still got my junk pierced.
My wife wasn't a fan.
Well, no, well, that right there is the reason to take it out. That really, that's the only reason to take it out, right?
Yep.
I went a different direction than I got the other kind than you did.
Yeah, you got the Jacob's ladder.
Yeah. The wife loves it. Ah, man. So, what do you think might happen with when it comes to this January 6th thing? Antifa is going to be there.
Yep.
Obviously. The Proud Boys are going to be there.
Yep.
What do you think the odds are Antifa and the Proud Boys don't fight and instead join sides in terms of nothing's happening right? F the police.
So they fight the police?
Well, did you see what's been going on lately with all these pro-Trump anti-lockdown protests and the federal government like shooting stinger rounds into the crowd and tear gassing and pepper spraying them? Oh, it's been happening a lot, actually, even in D.C. recently. Proud Boys were there with their, thin blue line flag, you know, waving around. D.C., a 38. And the police started arresting people in tear gas and them for just being there. And after a while, they had enough, these quote Proud Boys. Put the flag on the ground. They stomped on it. Everyone took a chance stepping on the thin blue line flag, then threw it in the street in front of the police SUV as it drove by so they could drive over it too. Nobody's supporting the police right now. After all this whole defund the police thing happened, the only people supporting them were the right wing. And now you're taking everything away from everyone who owns a business, who wants to go to work, which is typically right wing.
Yeah.
So they're not supporting the police either. How? Very soon, the police aren't going to be the police. They're going to be an occupying force.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like, it was only a year ago where the Boogaloo Boys and Antifa shook hands and took the same side in a fight. Don't get me wrong, the Boogaloo Boys aren't the Proud Boys, but I don't know, man. What happens if Antifa and the Proud Boys, even worse, what if the Proud Boys show up dressed up in all black with masks on, black masks on, and just do what Antifa's doing because they're sick and tired of this crap too, realizing that none of it matters. The system doesn't work the way it's supposed to. And maybe Antifa was right the whole time, even though they didn't know it, because Antifa thought they were anti-fascist when they're actually kind of trying to fight against what's wrong with violating the Constitution.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me what to do. Now, granted, Antifa wants a whole bunch of free crap typically, but I don't know, I'm a little nervous if the Proud Boys and the Antifa get together, the actual people that want to get into a fight join forces, the rest of the everything might be in trouble, you know? Yeah. You're reading about the violence, aren't you? Against the Conservative Party?
Oh, me?
Oh, I assume Brian was.
No.
I thought that's what you were reading.
No. I don't know. Like, I think the police are going to lose support.
They already have.
Yeah, they're going to go back to like a sheriff type of city, you know. They're just going to go. I mean, already police show up after the accident. They're never going to show up on time.
You know? Well, it has to be after the accident. You don't call the police before the accident.
Yeah. And they're just going to be there for, I mean, people need to learn how to defend themselves. That's going to go back to it.
See, that's a big part of the problem, right? You're right. Is a lot of people seem to think they can call the police and be protected. But A, if you're defunding the police, this less of them around, and B, the police only show up after something has happened.
Yeah,
you don't call them before a crime. It's not the Minority Report.
Yeah, they're just gonna be there to check up the bloody areas, to get the body. But yeah, I think I think we need to go back to the system. Just after, like, people realize that, like, the police is not gonna be there to protect you. And I think crime will minimize because people realize, like, oh, shoot, what if somebody shoot me, you know?
And I saw Georgia.
What's wrong? You want water?
Kennesaw, Georgia has the lowest violent crime rate in the country. And the head household, every head household in Georgia, Kennesaw, Georgia, must own a firearm because there's not enough police. They know if they break into your house, they're going to get shot. You there?
Yeah.
All right. Guess that's about it, huh? Unless you got something else?
No, I'm sorry. My kid was asking for water.
That's all right.
Yeah. You know, the crime. Yeah, in Georgia, the crime dropped dramatically after that. And look at what happened in Florida, too, with the governor declaring, like, looters will be shot, you know? If you think about it, back in the day, like, you just steal somebody's horse, you know? That was the livelihood.
You hang for it.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that, I mean, I don't know if you ever watched the Clint Eastwood movie, Hang High.
Of course.
Yeah, I believe there were zero words in that entire movie. No, that was the good, the bad, the ugly. My mistake.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, at the same time, you just don't hang out with somebody when everybody bullets about. You have to give him a trial. You know.
Next time you hang a man, make sure you hang him high. Sorry, that was such a good movie.
Yeah, and I just watched it recently too. You know, it's just such a. They show you this the difference between a democratic system versus by a Republican system. Republicans, then you get like a trial. At least you get a chance to defend yourself. You know? Yeah. And that's the way I look at that movie. And that's why I like it too.
I try not to apply a two-party system to it. I I will say that I will see Democrat in terms of hanging people. But that's probably directly related to the Ku Klux Klan. Which, by the way, I gotta say, it makes me laugh my ass off every time I hear a Democrat bring up the KKK as a reason why the Republicans are bad. I'm like, no, and you bring it, it's like, you know, that was a Democrat organization. Like, oh yeah, right. It's like, no, stop black people from voting. Like, oh, you're disgusting. And then you show them all the evidence, and they either deny it on the spot or they all of a sudden aren't Democrat anymore.
They're just probably gonna deny it.
It baffles me. It's like, how have you not found this information? It's not even like it's hard to find. You know what I mean?
Because people don't bother, dude. Like, well, the Democratic Party just brainwashed people thinking the Republican Party was the original.
Possibly, but all you have to do is look at what party, especially because the Democrats don't care about breaking the laws. Just look at what party Lincoln was.
Dude, I know, but
that's why there's been a lot of articles out lately showing how polarized America is now because of, you know, you can't sway either side's votes anymore. There's no middle ground, really, when it comes down to politics.
That's because, typically speaking, anyone who is genuinely listening to both sides of the argument has already made up their mind because they've been lied to so many times outright and then had people admit that they were lying to them by the left. And I know it sounds crazy saying that, but over and over and over again, the Democrats keep admitting they lied to us because they knew better than us. That's what Fauci says. He's like, well, I knew better. You guys weren't ready to hear it yet. It's like, that's a literal dictatorship.
Well, even Trump, you know what I mean? Pretty much did that too at the beginning of the coronavirus, you know? He kind of downplayed it so America wouldn't panic, you know?
That's different than flat out lying, though. He downplayed it. And don't get me wrong, He made
moves early on, like banning travel from Europe and China and stuff like that. But
that was racist and xenophobic.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think the thing that pissed me off the most about Trump and his 4 years was the banning of bump stocks. Not that I've ever even seen a bump stock or used one, but it is a piece of a firearm.
Well, if you think that's bad, just wait until Biden's president for a while. A whole lot more stuff's going to get tried to be banned.
Trump kept arguing he was pro-gun.
Yeah. He caved on that one. There's no doubt.
Oh, like that. And it's because some dude trained for 5 years how to fire quickly into a crowd with a bump stock. Are you kidding me? If I'm shooting into a crowd, I could just have two rifles and do this. And fire just as quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're shooting into a crowd. He didn't have to aim.
Yep.
The whole point of a bump stock, in reality, the whole point of a bump stock is when you shoot the deer, you don't bruise your shoulder. It's just a spring that absorbs the recoil. But this guy managed to figure out how to hold his finger in spot and have it go bump, 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 and keep firing.
Right.
It's infuriating because kept saying he's pro, and even the NRA didn't say a damn thing when he outlawed them, when he banned them. I should be allowed to own an automatic weapon.
You're allowed to own a cannon if you want.
Hmm?
You should be allowed to own a cannon if you want.
You can own a
cannon. Actually, a cannon's the easy one to get.
Yeah.
That's easy.
You don't need a permit for a cannon. It's not a gun.
Yeah, you can own a cannon.
That's crazy. Check this out. Haven't tried it yet. I don't want to go through that fight. Legally speaking, and according to the paperwork I read in Massachusetts, I do not need a permit to own a shotgun because a shotgun is technically a cannon and not a gun because there's no rifling. Now, I don't want to deal with that argument in a courtroom. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's fun hearing people say like, oh, that's not what it meant because when it was written, this is what it was. Like, okay, so I should shoot a musket. Shoot 6 feet over their head when someone breaks into my house, kill my neighbor.
Yeah.
Then go, oh no, run over, grab my blunderbuss, blow my entire front door off. Then go, oh crap, then bust out the cannon and kill everyone within 100 yards of my house. It's like, no, let me just go pap, 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 you know?
Exactly.
It's just, People seem to think that the only reason why you want to have these weapons is just to kill people. And it came up a couple of years ago, actually. Someone said, what do you need an AR-15 for? And this one guy goes, what if 25 feral hogs wander under my property, around my garden, my crop, and then when I try to scare them off, they try to kill me. And they all laughed at him. And the guy pulled up his pant legs. He was covered in scars where these pigs had fucked his world up. He's like, this happened to me. He's like, and I had a bolt action rifle. He's like, I almost died. He's like, just because you live in New York City, that these people seem to think that there's no country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they think the entire state is all city.
Yeah, he's like, no, the people making your food for you. This, by the way, the guy was a corn farmer, I think.
And the pigs, the everything comes from the grocery store, all the food.
Yeah, the pigs showed up to eat food. Like, oh, look, oh, girl, it's corn. Yeah. He went out there to stop him because that's his what feeds his family. You know, you sell that, you make your money, you feed your family. And he got into a fight with like 25 feral pigs. Could you imagine getting into a fight with one feral pig?
God, you better have a sharp knife.
Yeah, exactly. Because even some of these pigs, even a 45 against their forehead won't kill them.
No, I think after the third or fourth pig with a sharp knife, that sharp is going to go dull for a while.
Yeah, especially with their like quarter-inch thick skin that's not easy to cut through, and their half-inch thick forehead so they can run into shit and gore them. What are you supposed to do? Like, oh, I guess I'm just supposed to die today. You know what I mean?
Oh, like the example with a family. What's the name of those rich people in Wisconsin? They're getting sued now. I mean, the one with the holding their rifle and the wife holding the little gun and stuff like that.
Oh,
the Klosky. The Kloskys.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Missouri.
The one in Missouri. They showed up with an AR-15. And they get arrested when people a mob swarmed their house and said, we're going to kill you, and they showed up with weapons. And it's like, you're getting arrested. It's like, you really expected me to watch my wife get raped and then murdered and then kill me?
Yeah.
I got into an argument with a friend of mine.
You never know when the city going to go crazy on you, you know?
I got into an argument with a friend of mine several years ago about something similar to that in terms of gun control. You know, I was like, you know, what are you going to do when this happens or whatever? And basically, he sent me a little meme of a guy going, get stronger. Mm-hmm. And I sent back, I was like, cool, tell you what, the same thing. Because on next Thursday, I'm going to be there. I'm going to rape her. And I'm going to murder her. And he goes, how fucking dare you? And I was like, well, at least I know she's unarmed. And he got all butthurt at me. I was like, this is my whole point. Was she cannot overpower me. I'm a trained fighter. I did jiu-jitsu for like a decade. The United States military taught me how to defend myself. A 108-pound woman is not going to stop me unless she's an amazing fighter. I weigh 180 pounds, and I know how to fight. But his argument was, get strong. I don't care how strong she is. Unless she's an amazing fighter, she's not going to stop me doing what I want. No? Doesn't make it okay. Doesn't make it okay. It actually brings up the argument that she should have a gun to stop me, right?
Yeah. You hear about Melissa Milano?
What'd she do now? You know, I used to love her for like 20 years. I was in love with that woman. I really was. I'm not kidding you.
From Who's the Boss?
Yeah. I've been in love with her since Who's the Boss.
She made a comment like, all this anti mask and all, they are probably AR-50 supporters. You know, they protect you with the AR-15 a mask.
Did anyone go to school for airflow patterns?
This is the same lady. She was anti-police, and weeks ago, she called the cop because somebody was walking around her residency with a rifle.
And if I saw someone walking around my house with a rifle, I'd probably call the police too.
But turn out to
be real,
their rifle.
Huh?
Because it was an air rifle. Because the guy was killing
Yes. You're right. I remember seeing that actually. But if I genuinely thought, now you have to remember too, she doesn't know the difference between a fucking pellet gun and an AR-15. You know?
Yeah.
Even with the little orange thing on the end of that barrel, she probably didn't know the difference.
Nah. But she got an entire sheriff department.
Yes.
Over there with her,
you know, oh, yeah. She was wicked embarrassed by it. Or should have been anyway. But if you saw, hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, there he is.
Say hi. But
if you saw someone walking around your property with what you were pretty sure was a rifle, you'd be calling the police and getting your gun too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you'd call the police, they get your gun, then you'd go confront them because you're stupid like I am. Instead of letting the police take the risk.
They think you're the one to call, you're the one to cause the problem.
Yeah, exactly. You called the police? How dare you?
Yeah. There's a new term for the guy to call the police now. It's called a Karen. Instead of the Karen.
I thought it was snitch.
No. Karen is the term for the male.
Well, I guess that's about it, man. We've been at this for a couple hours.
Yeah.
How was it last week? I didn't finish the podcast.
I'm not sure how long it went.
I don't know. I got too drunk. I actually left you guys talking and went to bed.
Yeah, we only spoke for like 18 seconds. I was like, okay, I guess that's the end of that.
I was like, I'm making Nick the host and I'm out of here. I can't stay awake anymore.
Yeah, that's Brian. You see Brian?
What happens when I drink beer for 10 hours straight?
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's episode 19. If you managed to make it to the end of this one, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
I don't know. I guess until next time.
Yep. It's getting cold out.